What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey, guys. Welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It is Monday. And every Monday, we do a little bite-sized piece of information on the podcast called Metric Mondays. Our hope is that you get something out of this. It's a short little podcast around a metric that can make a big impact on your practice. And do you know there's a number that tells us whether or not you're creating long-term patient relationships or just short-term encounters? That metric is called new patient reappointed to hygiene percentage. And today I have my co-host, Miranda Beeson, on the podcast to share what it is, how do you use it, and how do you improve it? So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. We're so excited you're here and always showing up. Appreciate you guys. With over 100,000 unique listeners and growing, I have no idea how any of this works. All I can say is thank you. I think a big part of it has to do with my co-host, an amazing, brilliant Miranda Beeson on a Monday morning. Happy Monday to you, Miranda. How are you?
I'm great. Happy Monday to you as well. I always say Monday is a great way to start a fresh week. So we should have a positive mood about it, right?
It is. I totally agree. And so, you know, it was fun. We are, as at the time we're shooting this, we are just getting back from the exchange, which was amazing. And I wish I could have kept a little clicker of the number of people like, I love Magic Mondays. I love Magic Mondays. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. Why are you good? And so it's just one of those ideas that I don't know who came up with it, but just a short little bite-sized piece of information. And these really are useful. Today, we're going to be talking about a really important one. But the whole goal of this is we want to keep all of you that are listening to the podcast in the better practice, better mindset with something that you can use right away, a metric. And so, Miranda, where are we going today?
Yeah, so today we're going to start diving into some new patient metrics. And so we're going to be talking about new patient reappointed to hygiene percentage. Now, that's a mouthful, but I'll say it one more time. New patients reappointed to hygiene percentage. And this metric is measuring how many of your new patients that come into the practice for the first time are scheduled for a follow-up hygiene visit after that initial appointment. So in other words, are your new patients getting into that ongoing program of care system? Are they being tethered to the practice once they come in and see you? Or are they just coming in once and then potentially disappearing? So yeah, it's a really important metric so that we can know how well are we doing with that new patient experience and capturing these new patients so that they stay with us for a really long time.
Yeah. So I'm the old timer here, 31 years of doing this. So stay with me on this journey. A lot of times we would measure number of new patients, and then the number of new patients, because you are so well trained, they all go to see you first in the comprehensive exam. But what you don't know is some of these people are really good patients, and they may not be ready to hear the number $22,000. And so your team member at the front follows up with your new patient that had to go through, you know, the comprehensive exam in order to get in your practice, and you stalk them over and over and over and over again, and they never come back. Thus, we lose a great patient into the universe. Am I on track here, Miranda?
Well, you are, and you made a really great point that a lot of, you know, practices do this a lot of different ways. So sometimes new patients are coming into the hygiene chair. Sometimes new patients are coming in through the doctor's chair. If you are a specialty practice, I was just speaking with a group of prostodontists and periodontists on Friday, and their new patient process is a little different than a general practice. And so regardless of how they come into your practice, you do run the risk of that patient not scheduling for their next visit. And a lot of that is determined by things that you just said in terms of what's happening at that new patient visit that's going to either help them see the value in coming back to see you again or perhaps scare them away. And so, yes, what you mentioned does happen quite often. If they're coming in and we're really excited because we see all of these needs, but our new patient process isn't built in a way to get to know the patient, understand what their expectations are and where they want to go with treatment, we very well could drive them off. And then, like you said, we're spending all this manpower trying to hunt them down. When ultimately the easiest thing to do is to evaluate our new patient process and have it end with ensuring that we're securing a hygiene visit, if nothing else. And so when we get to the end of this podcast, we'll give some countermeasures, a few things you can do right away. But we'll lean into that concept and give you a little sneak peek that it's ultimately, you just need that new patient process visit to end, regardless of where it starts and in whose chair they're sitting in, with having a hygiene visit scheduled.
Yeah. So well said. So let's talk about how this impacts the practice.
Yeah. So this number is a big deal. Like I said, it shows whether you're creating this long-term patient relationship or these just short-term encounters. Are we seeing people for emergencies or limited exams or maybe comprehensive exams and then running them off and they never come back? A really high hygiene reappointment percentage rate for new patients means that they value your care. You've done a really great job during that new patient appointment to start to build trust with your patient and your team, and that they are committing to oral health. They're committing to you being their new dental home or that new provider. And a low percentage is going to tell us that we're investing a lot into attracting new patients, but we're not necessarily spending the time or investment into how are we building that loyalty? How are we building that trust and continuity of care and the value of that at that new patient appointment? When we don't do that for our practice, the impact means, you know, higher cost to us because that means we're just going to have to market that much more. If we're getting 20 new patients, but only 10 of them are staying with the practice, it's a lot more dollars and manpower and effort we're going to have to put into bringing even more patients into the practice in the future. Less predictable revenue in the future and fewer opportunities for that comprehensive treatment over time. So speaking to what you mentioned before, so perhaps someone does have what we know is a need for some comprehensive treatment, and perhaps they're aware, but they're just not quite ready yet. If our only option is for them to schedule their next visit to start treatment or to have records and start moving down that line of treatment, but they're not ready for that, we're going to sway them away. What if we instead have them back for hygiene? Great, you need to think about it, no problem. Let's at least make sure we're monitoring for and managing your oral health through a hygiene program of care. And it might be 2 or 3 visits through hygiene before we're able to layer in enough trust and enough value and understanding of the needs that the patient is now also on board and ready to move forward. So again, high new patient hygiene reappointment percentage means we're doing a great job with that new patient visit of building value, building trust, meeting them where they are, getting to know the patient, and really getting that commitment to us being the place that's going to support their oral health. And that low percentage means that we're likely not creating that experience. Maybe we're not intentionally making those moments of opportunity to have long-term revenue and that future comprehensive care with patients over time.
Yeah. So let's give, do you have a ballpark of what a high reappointment percentage? If I'm listening to this, I'm like, well, what would you consider high and what would you consider low?
So I believe it's going to vary a little bit. It's going to be dependent on the style of practice that you have, but 80% or more is great.
Awesome.
If you're in an area where you're, say you're a general dentist and you aren't in a vacation area or a snowbird area, or, you know, I have a practice that works with VA patients and maybe they're just doing a VA exam and that patient's not coming back. Those things like that can skew your percentage. But if you're in a general practice in an area where majority of your patients are looking to find a true new dental home, then I think it could be even higher than that. 90% or higher means you're crushing it. If you're under 75%, it's going to tell me that there's some gap in your new patient process. where we're not building value. There's something happening where if half of those patients or 60% of those patients that come in aren't scheduling their next hygiene visit with you, it could be as simple as we're not asking them to schedule hygiene. It could be a bigger picture, which is we've done something that we just may not even know exists within our new patient process to lure people away. And one of the things that we do hear quite often is things like, well, you know, we see a new patient, we see a lot of emergencies. And so we're referring them to endo, or maybe they are scheduled for their next visit, but it is the root canal here in our office.
Right.
And so what you and I both agree is like, so then schedule two appointments, right? You're going to schedule that restorative appointment and hygiene. If you have somebody who comes to you and their biggest concern as a new patient is that a tooth needs to come out and you're sending them to the oral surgeon, go ahead and make a hygiene visit as well in your practice for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks out where you know they've been able to have that taken care of. They've healed enough that we can now follow up and see how they're doing. And now they're out of pain, out of discomfort, out of that emergent situation, and we can look at the big picture together to make sure we can prevent emergencies like that again from happening.
Yeah, I love this. And so if you're driving to the office and you're like, gosh, I don't know, Miranda, it's not good. Let's give somebody who's in that boat some countermeasures. What can they do today or this week to impact the metric?
I think one thing that's simple is to sit down with your team and really look at what is our new patient process. If you look at that question and say like, well, I don't think we have a new patient process. Well, there's step one,
right.
Like stop and break down the components of your new patient process, discuss it, document it as a team. What's the patient going to experience? What experience are we creating that we want to be able to replicate over and over and over again when a new patient comes in to see us? Let's get it on paper and let's make sure that we have the right questions that we're asking these new patients. And honestly, like walk through it with your team, walk through the front door. Look, you've said before, like as soon as someone walks through the front door, they're evaluating that decision making. So part of your new patient process is what are things that we can do in the practice to improve the feel or the look or the smell of what people are experiencing when they're here. It's also, what are our providers saying? What types of procedures are we doing? Are we doing a tour? We have some resources that our community leans to for this around the ideal 6-star experience or that new patient process, but just discuss and document what is the experience, what is the process that new patients have when they join us here in the practice. And another key element is that you have to make it easy to schedule before patients leave,
right,
and make it an expectation. So I don't like using absolutes like always and never, but I'm going to lean into never let the patient walk out without a hygiene appointment. And there's an asterisk there. You know, like we said, you might have somebody who's just in, I live in a tourist town, and maybe someone fell on the boardwalk skateboarding when they don't normally skateboard and broke a front tooth and we just helped them fix it. Fine. Like they're obviously not going to reappoint for hygiene. But for the most part, we want to have a place where they really just never leave without us talking about and discussing and hopefully scheduling that hygiene appointment, even if it means they're having a hygiene appointment and a referral or and a restorative visit. And bottom line is if you don't track it, you just don't know what your reappointment right. percentage is. The great thing is with analytic platforms like Dental Intelligence, Jarvis, things of that nature, you can easily find this information. For teams that I work with, it's literally click on the number of new patients you had this month and there's a list that pulls up and they either have a hygiene appointment or they don't. And then your team can easily follow up with texts or emails or phone calls and close the loop, inviting those new patients back into the schedule so that they can stay tethered to your practice and have that hygiene care.
Yeah, absolutely. And so much power in knowing this number. I'm always a big fan of the bib being the seatbelt. Don't let anybody touch the bib, no matter what. And I think the medical world is helping us. I just got back from the dermatologist this morning, and they're really good about, here's what's going to happen next. You're going to make your next appointment. I mean, so we're in the world of dentistry, we always think, well, this is so hard. No, it's not. I think the rest of the world is catching up to that. And I notice a whole bunch of people pulling out their phones and and like putting the next appointment in. So I think it's time we raise our game and meet the world where it's at. So
yeah, I schedule my next endocrinology appointment a year in advance. Yeah. We're here like, let's see you next August. Okay, let me pull up my calendar. And it's all in the handoff. The doctor actually is the one that generally walks me to the administrative assistant, and she will, you know, he says we need to see her next year. And it's all in that handoff, which we encourage your team members to incorporate as well. That way your admin team, if you weren't able to schedule it in the back, can help you make sure that that gets accomplished before the patient leaves.
Yeah. And I could go off on this one too. Like you mentioned your endocrinologist, but like the dermatologist, they will be really clear. Listen, we're going to set up another appointment. If you miss, it's going to be another 6 months to a year before I get you in. So they are doing a great job of verbal skills, helping patients understand expectations and why you have to keep your appointment. We can too, you know? So that was so good, Miranda. Great job as always. Look at that.
Hey, bite size.
Bite size, 14 minutes in 2 seconds. Bam. I feel like I got to timestamp these every time. So it's so cool.
I'm so proud of us. We didn't go on a 49 minute tangent.
I'm proud of you. I'm the one that goes on the tangents. You're like, okay, where is he going with this story? Oh my gosh. So
it's just the passion and the enthusiasm. What are we supposed to do with all that energy?
I love it. That's why you got to come hang out with us or join us in the BPA, because there's even more passion and energy back there. I hope you guys enjoyed this. And I hope you get a sense of like what we're trying to do. Like, we really want to help you guys. And we have created an entire universe ecosystem back behind the BPA Best Practices Association that has all of these tools. If you're a dentist thinking, gosh, it's hard to run a business, I don't know how to talk to my team about any of this stuff. Well, we're here to help you. And that's where you can join this journey and join us in the BPA, and we will help you every step of the way. So make sure you check that out. Join us there. You can also join our To the Top Study Club, which we bring the best thinkers, entrepreneurs anywhere in the universe on, you know, the whole idea of running a great practice and a great life. And you'll be in the room with us. And also, if you're just tired and you've tried everything, and you're like, I don't want to do any of this, you can get a great coach, somebody like Miranda, who will come into your office and ship you guys into shape. Is that, can I even say that? Any ship you guys into shape or whip you into shape? I don't know. I don't even know if you could say that anymore.
If you don't want to do this, you can get a coach who will make you do it. No, I'm just teasing.
Hey, and you wouldn't mess with a great coach like Miranda. You would never say to her, want to do this. She's like, no, you're going to do this, and we're going to turn this place around. So so my point is, we're here to help you guys every step of the way. So hope you guys enjoyed that, and until we see you guys next time or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. I hope you guys enjoy your Monday. So there you have it, another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it, and thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it, so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word, and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.